would like you to be my guest. Charming to the last.
Hello and welcome to the show.
This is Grand Moff talking. This is a special episode. Next week we will be putting out our episode on Revenge of the Sith. But right this week we have a special. We dropped the shtick. We remind you all that we know about Star Wars.
We've seen all of them. Lots of times.
We know about Star Wars. We've seen all of them lots of times. And guys, if you love Star Wars and watching them put you in a great relaxing mood, and all you want to do is go lay in bed, don't forget to use the code Abe Vigoda on whispermattresses.com. If you go to whispermattress.com and use hashtag Abe Vigoda,
you will get...
they'll know that we sent you.
You will get an error message. You will.
So, we want to talk about D23. And what does that mean other than Disney August 23rd?
It's got to be.
Is that it?
So, I'll never know. And I'll never look it up.
I don't feel like I need to, Captain. So they talked about Marvel news.
It's Grand Moff to you.
Grand Moff? Grandpa? I don't feel so good.
Oh.
And I go to the store.
They talk about the movies that they're going to be putting out.
Marvel. They talk about their own movies, Lady and the Tramp.
We want these dogs to have sex. This time they look real.
So we know that Disney is on their own quest to just turn all of the movies they've already made into just live action movies.
They are sucking the life out of their own brand.
You guys remember Lion King? What if we just made it look real? It's on the computer still, but what if we just made it look real? Same stuff.
Yeah, probably not.
Remember Aladdin?
Probably.
What if we just made it look real?
I liked it the first
time. Remember Lady and Tramp? Nice story, sweet story, two dogs. What if we just made it look real?
Truth be told, I'm more intrigued by the Lady and the Tramp thing because I like dogs. They're so cute. I want to scratch them so bad.
I don't want to see that. I'd cry.
I've never seen the real one.
It's sad.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just know the spaghetti scene where they suck spaghetti down and, you know.
And the guys go, it's a sex time for
the little dogs. They must practice safe in the
courts. Hey, so we're talking Star Wars, actually. Now, we want to talk about, the main thing we want to talk about is, of course, the new Rise of Skywalker.
Yes. Unlimited trailers.
So we were going to just run through the other stuff quick.
Yeah.
Do we care about this?
Okay. And yes, just keep in mind, this is complete. If you're just following along with us as we rewatch the original, or, you know, the movies in chronological order, this is completely spoilers, baby. You know, if you actually haven't seen any of the movies, I think maybe some of our listeners actually haven't seen any of the movies and they are following along. So,
We'll skip ahead because this is spoilers, baby.
Well, it might be. I don't know necessarily what we're going to be getting into. And you've probably, you know, if you've been alive the last 30 years, you probably know what happens in the movies of Star Wars anyway. Mm-hmm. Am I right? They're part of our, they're part of our zeitgeist.
They're just in the air.
It's basically like the air we breathe. Luke, I am your father, I am your father.
We just know what stuff is. We know what Star Wars is. If I said, hey, have you had creatine today? You just know what that is.
Yeah.
If I said, do you have post-workout powder? We just know what that is.
And DMT.
Yeah.
You hear about this? Elk meat.
What?
It's elk meat.
What?
Well, it's actually healthier.
Than what?
Than your meat at your grocery store.
It's actually healthier than not eating elk meat. So the first thing we want to talk about is The Mandalorian. Because why? Because I'm excited for this one.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be awesome. This is kind of the Star Wars that I like, where it's... this is what I liked about... and should I use this episode or next episode to do a mea culpa? Never mind. Because this is going to come out before this. Hey, if you're just following along, just tell me to shut the up.
Okay. Shut the up.
All right. So this is The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian. It's kind of like a ukulele and a banjo mixed together.
That's kind of what I like, because it kind of takes you into that Western-y world. What? Yes, a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
It's
like a string instrument.
It's that thing that R.E.M. plays.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Every rose has its bush.
Forest fire, forest fire, big fire, forest fire.
I feel like the...
It's the end of the Star Wars as we know it.
I feel like the... Whatever the feel of this episode is a lot different than if you just listen to us go... I think Obi-Wan, he's probably going to have a bigger beard in the next episode. Because we're off our rockers on this episode.
Yeah, well, it's
just like Betty White's best friends, all the other 80-year-olds.
Yeah. How do you be 80 for so long?
Remember Golden Girls? She was 80 then. Was she not? Hello?
Hello?
No, she's 80 now. Are you excited for The Mandalorian?
Yeah, and truth be told, I wasn't.
I like Jon Favreau.
I like Jon Favreau. He's using a lot of the technology that he's kind of mastering on these big Disney pictures, which is why it looks so freaking good.
Just make it look real.
They've been talking about a live-action Star Wars series literally since I had been born.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about them doing something. Live-action Star Wars series on TV. I'm excited. I always kind of had a problem with it because I thought Star Wars is made for the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to be dabbling in this silly, you know, TV stuff. But when it looks better than the movies,
and
you might as well do it.
We're at a point technologically where it can look that good, and also everyone's TVs are huge now.
Right.
You're not like watching a little tube thing and say,
right.
Okay, well, friggin' Saved by the Bell's over, I guess I'll watch the Star Wars show.
Right.
We know how that worked out with the holiday special.
Yeah.
Everyone said, no, that's not good.
I think around like episode one, they were talking about doing like a Knights of the Old Republic series.
Still
they
waiting
were doing,
for that.
They were doing, talking about Quinlan Vos series, which was, he's a character from the comics that was personally my favorite. And I die for that TV show to be made. I really would. But...
Yeah, you got... What's his name?
Quinlan Vos.
Quinlan Vos. Then you could do the prequel about his... about his kids.
Okay, so you're excited for this. You like sort of the nitty-gritty
Nitty-gritty Star Wars. Because it puts you back. It's kind of like how the original trilogy was,
mm-hmm.
where you're just. It's like they're kind of saying it's like a Western or old samurai thing,
right?
Where that's what George Lucas was doing,
right?
And it's taking place after Return of the Jedi,
mm-hmm.
so we're not jumping so far ahead that it's Force Awakens. We're seeing what happens after they won. What happens?
Right?
Did it fall apart?
I'm excited about that because I feel like all of the. Even the new, when Disney acquired Star Wars and all this, the comics, all of the extended universe stuff, they just keep telling us what happens in between 3 and 4. I don't care. I know what happens. Luke is grows up from a baby to be a whiny little brat that wants to get off this dusty rock. I don't care. And then they tell, what happens between 4 and 5? Who cares?
I read one of those. I was like, I know what I need to know.
And I read that the current Star Wars run for Marvel is going to be ending, and they're looking. The storyline is they're looking for a new rebel base that is Hoth. The hell do I? Okay, I know how that ends. I'm sure that's really compelling.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with all of this stuff. Like the one I was reading between 3 and 4 was about like Darth Vader working on building a second Death Star.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what's gonna. I'm not very tense when I'm reading it. I know he's gonna fail because apparently he sucks.
Between 3 and 4.
Yeah. No, between 4 and 5.
Uh huh.
Wow. Getting called out, I am.
Okay, Yoda. But yeah, no, The Mandalorian looks awesome. I'm excited that Werner Herzog
will be
playing the stinky winky.
Being bounty hunter is hard work, yes. And he just goes, burr. Yes. And I'm excited to see a bounty hunter be cool.
Yeah.
After the Boba Fett balloon has popped, and we all know that he didn't do anything.
Yeah. Here, I do wonder, I mean, obviously he is in the same armor.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read any sort of extended U stuff on Boba or the type of armor that is. I imagine they're going to have to address it, that he looks like Boba Fett, right?
Yeah, I mean, because the helmet, but that's kind of like the...
Or is that
kind
just...
of like the... I mean, because it was...
Well, it's Jango.
Was it just Jango and then Boba?
Yeah.
So, yeah, is this...
There's got to be some significance.
Right. Is it just, they're just saying, oh, this is how all bounty hunters dress? Because that would be weird, too. Because you'd be like, hey, that's a bounty hunter over there.
Yeah. It was interesting that the robot bounty hunter that appears in the trailer, who is IG-88, but he's actually not. He's kind of a fan favorite from the original trilogy. He shows up in the background somewhere, and everyone, you know, went hayseed on it.
Who's that?
Buck Wild, IG-88. But it turns out this is actually, it's not, it's IG-11.
Okay. Yeah, close enough.
But Taika Waititi is playing him.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
So I'll give that one a watch.
Yeah, I'll watch it. The Cassian Andor show.
This one I feel like I've heard about longer than The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And there's still no information on it.
Just that they are still planning on doing it, right?
We're still making it.
Yeah.
Well, Jon Favreau finished his somehow.
Yeah.
He announced it and made it. This one, they're still like, what can we do with this guy and his robot? And this one might be fun, too. It sounds like it's going to be the same type of, like, gritty spy thing.
Yeah. But I mean, I like that character.
What I like about...
He's fine.
What I like about The Mandalorian is we don't know this character.
That's, so
anything can happen.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, we know what happened to this guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could be fine if it's like a compelling story they're telling. But
right.
Does it actually affect anything?
Right.
The Mandalorian might not have anything to do with the worlds that we're in.
I hope it doesn't.
That's why it could be anything.
Yeah.
Because we're in an entirely different galaxy.
I hope.
Just because the Skywalker saga is happening over here doesn't mean the Mandalorian isn't with his man... named Lorian,
uh-huh.
And they're doing their own space adventure. Yeah.
I will watch both of those. I'll be buying Disney Plus.
You have to. It's like, what, $7?
Yeah.
For 4K streaming on like everywhere in your house.
And I do hate it because I kind of don't want to give Disney any money, but... Unfortunately, they will ruin... the industry completely, sooner or later.
They will swallow everything whole.
But for now, give me the shows.
Now, this is an interesting one.
Okay.
The Obi-Wan Kenobi one.
Yes.
We've been hearing a long time about this.
So, Ewan, will you be playing Obi-Wan?
Yeah, boy, I'll think that I'll be him more than once. First I'd be Doctor Sleep, then I'd go down the stairs, I'd be Obi-Wan.
Hey, how lucky for them that he looks the same.
Yeah, I'm very excited
about
this.
We need you to play 24-year-old.
24-year-old.
We need you to play like a 28-year-old guy. 28 to 30. He's like pushing 50.
I love it. They're going to use that Robert Downey Jr. technology would make him look like he's skinny and a teenager
for a whole series. I mean, they gave him kind of gray hair. They tried to make him older than he was.
Yeah,
in the original.
Annie.
Yeah, yeah, in A New Hope.
This is what because I want to see this because they always talked. Yeah, he looked really old in A New Hope.
Yeah,
how'd they do that?
How'd they pull that off?
Knowing George Lucas, he probably will at some point replace him. Eye roll. This is cool because we all know Sir Ewan McGuinness was the original Obi-Wan.
Yes.
And Ewan McGregor just based his whole performance off of that, off of A New Hope.
Yeah.
But he is actually Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He is our Obi.
He played him for three movies.
He is our Obi.
He was the saving grace of the entire trilogy as far as I'm concerned. Obi-Hive. Oh, my.
Obi-Hive.
Do you think we'll see a return of Liam Neeson? Because this is supposed to happen after Revenge of the Sith. It's supposed to happen 8 years after Revenge of the Sith.
I would think...
He's gone into exile.
Yes, and he, as we will find out in tomorrow's or next week's episode, he will be learning the ways of communing with...
Certain old friend have learned to be not dead it is. In certain cave you will find him.
What? Oh, Qui-Gon.
You read mind my mind.
No, you just said... That's the only person it could have been.
My finger you will pull.
Okay.
Oh, my. This is insane.
Okay.
What are you guys listening to?
16 minutes so far. We haven't even got to the good part.
Yeah.
Clone Wars.
I'm sure it's good.
I'll get around to watching it eventually.
If you give to our Patreon, hey, we'll have to cover it.
Did you ever watch the Clone Wars cartoon? Not the CGI, computer animated stuff, but the 2D, like Samurai Jack looking shit.
Yeah, are they?
It was like 5 minute episodes.
Yeah,
and then they did a second season of like 15 minute episodes.
And I know I'm gonna get racked over the rails from this, and the other Grand Moff Tarkin is gonna take me to task for what I'm about to say. They're gonna say, "You took our name.
Uh-huh.
Get back here with my name."
Yeah,
it was the cartoon one. Related to this animated one?
No.
Okay. Then why is it called... So it's called Clone Wars, and this one's called Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Yeah. The 2D animated version was, for one, awesome.
It was boss, it was king, it was cream of the crop.
It was following... Yeah, it was following Anakin, Obi-Wan, Mace... then we eventually meet General Grievous. Mm-hmm. There's a whole Count Dooku side plot thing. I mean, it's great. It's absolutely great. I do have both seasons on DVD, which are kind of hard to find now from what I can tell. Anyway, I'm not trying to brag. I'm just trying to tell you that I do have them if you ever want to borrow
them. Dang, I'm going to have to borrow those.
But... From what I can tell of the CG computer animated version, we're mostly following Anakin and his Padawan. What? Ahsoka?
And this takes place between two and three, right?
Yeah.
So what happens to her?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out.
Because we never did get to find out what happened to her.
Until...
they canceled the show.
But...
Until now, February. Sure is not uncanceled. And it's drinking some water.
And if I and that's how we figure out that Darth Maul is still alive.
I was cut in half, but no more.
So I've heard some stuff about the Obi-Wan series that potentially will be, because I guess there's precedent in the Clone Wars that Darth Maul, or Clone Wars or Rebels, one or the other, that Darth Maul is on the hunt for Darth Sidious because he betrayed him and left him to die. And that potentially Obi-Wan might have a little scuffle with old Darth Maul on his series.
It'd be interesting to see if they cross over at any... If they're taking stuff from the Clone Wars and mixing it in.
I'm excited for this. I love Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan. And I will be interested to see... I mean, that was our favorite part of Attack of the Clones, his detective story.
Yeah.
So it'd be awesome to see him just like get to go off on missions on his own.
He's maybe one of my favorite parts of the prequels.
He's one of my favorite parts of the entire Star Wars series.
Yeah.
He's absolutely crucial to my enjoyment.
What he could do with the cardboard words given to him by Mr. George Lucas...
Well, famously, and if you ever watch the behind the scenes, you'll see that George Lucas does write all of the scripts by hand on cardboard.
but he can't say it. Now.
Hey, Meg. Remember, and they did the Blue Harvest, hey, and the really? Family Guy did a bunch of stuff, mm-hmm. and he goes, all right, kid, but don't get penis-y instead of cocky.
I guess I never got that.
What else did they announce?
Well, they announced that there's going to be a movie called Rise of Skywalker.
Rise.
Do it.
Okay, so, yes, we first heard articles, little blogs about...
How do you read? We first heard articles.
You know that I can't read, so I have so to sorry. Put them in the little computer voice, and it says, at D23, they showed a exclusive clip of Rise of the Skywalker. It showed Natalie Portman as Darth Maul.
What? Whoa.
Just kidding, idiot.
Click here to watch a 30-minute ad, and we won't play any more audio ads. Click here. Click here. Click here.
This is Dave Bendy Man. He bought some chicken soup.
Another Campbell's ad.
Damn.
Okay, so what are you going to play something on your phone?
Well, should okay. No, so okay. Were you reading any of the stuff? They didn't release the trailer to the common people until Monday, yesterday.
To the comic people?
Common people.
Oh, the comic
idiot.
People.
It was an exclusive there at D23.
I'm just a common person. Bring out your dead!
But...
Bring out your dad!
First reactions were hot. They were saying, guys, this is going to be awesome. They are paying perfect homage to the original trill. They are showing the prequel trill, and they are also showing what's to come.
Mm.
Rey does have a red light stick.
Mm-hmm.
It does have two blades like a Darth Maul type.
Mm-hmm.
They left out a crucial part of that.
It looks like chopsticks at first.
And then it clicks into
place. And then
place.
It clicks into place like one of those things that you use to hold a tent up.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm talking about?
Yes. I've pitched many tents.
They usually go away before, like, hopefully before 8:30. The tents that are pitched?
Yeah.
Hopefully they go away before 8:30 because that's when I have to get out of bed.
Well, yeah, that's
and, like,
what...
walk around the apartment.
I mean, sometimes... It's after I'd take a potty break. Just kind of release the Kraken, if you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, and if you're listening to this and you're wondering about, you know,
Star
you're saying,
Wars?
I need...
Okay, so they were telling us, sprinkling these little details. Oh, yeah, we get to see fight. We get, oh, all the starships, all the star troopers, all the freaking ding-oings.
All the dinglings you could want. Don't you get it?
And we get to see Carrie Fisher. And my first thought was, yeah, is she freaking flying through space like Mary Poppins again?
Hey, guess what? I guess all the characters could just be put in comas. They'd all be safe then.
Oh, God. But
just point your finger.
We could only imagine what the trailer actually looked like until Monday when it dropped.
Yeah, play that.
Okay, so completely black. Oh, there's the twin sons of Tatooine.
Yes.
Little tiny Luke staring at him. Obi-Wan, old Ben, Millennium Falcon, Princess Leia, Han.
The boys, the droid boys. Hugging. He's walking, they're walking.
Okay, and I'm actually getting goosebumps. When you were watching this, were you getting goosebumps?
Yeah.
I kind of was, actually. And
it looks so good, too.
Yeah, these movies look great.
Because you have to remember, Disney is also using this to promote the fact that they will all be available on Disney+.
Yes, of course. Okay. And I'm getting goosebumps.
And then they're showing the...
Fast on all I know.
Okay, here's my first.
We've passed on all we know.
I love everything so far, and then they start showing prequel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They show Darth Maul,
yep.
Obi-Wan. They show the Duel of the Fates stuff. And at this point, I'm getting a little confused. I'm not mad that they're showing prequel stuff. I wish that they would. More.
I wish that, like,
show it in order. You're showing... I mean, I understand you are trying to, like, stir the nostalgia, but I don't... For the life of me, I can't understand why you are showing the story of the Skywalker arc leading up to your last saga movie. Show it in order!
Because you're taking us... You're going, wow, there he comes, and then Luke, and he's becoming the hero.
And then Darth Maul.
And then...
Annie!
A little kid.
Why you don't come back for 10 years? You know I want to help you out, Annie. You're the best pod racer in the whole desert, Annie. Annie, why does it hurt when I talk like this to you?
Wow, Watto.
It's a hard knock life for me. Has anyone ever done that? Did I just think of that
song?
No, for Annie.
What are you? What the hell are you talking about? God. Has anyone ever done that song?
No,
you think you just made that song up? It's a hard knock life for me. Has anyone ever done that? What the hell is wrong with you? Can you tell this hurt my voice?
Yes,
more?
Of course. I can barely hear you, as it is.
Annie.
Yeah, no, keep doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good for me.
Well, it's certainly good for the listener. 25 minutes in. Okay, so anyway, yeah, why not put them in order?
Well, and some would say they are in order from best to worst.
Okay, so they're showing us Annie.
Generations live in you now.
Oh. Okay, so they show a glimpse of Mace.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads me to wonder, is he going to have a part of this movie?
Well, he got thrown out the window.
Yeah, but Darth Maul got thrown down a chute. Darth Sidious got freaking thrown down a chute.
Palpatine is dead. Yes? Should be.
Interesting. I guess we'll find out.
1,000 generations live in you now. Now, what does that mean? Because we were told that her parents are... Donut. We were turd that her parents were simple space junk.
Yes.
Nothing but drunkards.
Do you suppose Luke is talking to Rey?
Well, he's probably talking to Finn, who's Mace Windu's son.
I guess I just mean that, do you think that...
I think he's talking to her.
Okay.
I think that's what this whole saga is about.
Rey?
Yes. The third...
Skywalker. The third generation of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah. We should probably do an episode about this.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that with our new friends over at the...
Grand Moff Tarkin. Hey, if Grand Moff Tarkin wants to use the Abe Vigoda, go to abevigoda.com and then type in Whisper Mattress.
And then Google search Abe Vigoda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're seeing Kylo staring at the...
This is your fight.
Okay. And BB-8. And BB-Rexa. And... This Christmas. The whole gang. Okay, so have we even seen the whole gang together in this saga yet? Or in this trilogy?
At least not in the second one.
Certainly not in The Last Jedi.
Because I think Poe meets...
Yeah, he meets her for the first time
at the end of Last Jedi.
Yeah, which is wild.
And then this is cool. When they look over this hill and see this place, I'm just excited.
Yeah, this
look
gets,
at all these
and this is
party.
This is one of my big complaints that has been going on for a while now from The Force Awakens into The Last Jedi. We haven't seen anything new.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen basically Tatooine.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen basically Hoth. but it's salt. We've seen
salt,
basically, a rainforest. You know, I mean, think outside the box a little bit. Like that one shot of from The Mandalorian where it's like going over what looks like a cracked brownie. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
he's like driving a freaking speeder over a cracked brownie.
Yeah,
like that's cool. That's new. But yeah, this party looks awesome. I want to go to this party. What?
Shut
up. Oh. Okay, and that was Leia. Okay, look at this. All of the X-Wings, all the fighters come out of hyperspace, and they look over, and there is so many.
They're all lined up.
They're all lined up in perfect order.
And then
First Order.
Someone sitting with Finn. Who that is?
Must be Mace Windu's daughter.
Okay. So then we go, comes to an end. And then there's Red Boy.
I know. My favorite part of this will be evil C-3PO.
I can't wait because as much as I loved when he's an evil droid in Attack of the Clone,
yeah,
he's going to do that again probably. I don't feel so good.
Why am I seeing red? I've heard of seeing the world through rose-colored glasses, but this seems absurd.
Instant kill mode. I wish I had an instant sleep mode.
I love you guys 3000.
And I hope I get to make another Spider-Man movie. Shut up.
Blaster?
What are you watching?
A big blaster?
What part are you watching?
Well, now Rey just threw her laser stick.
She threw a laser stick through trees.
Okay, here's an issue I'm going to have, though. For one, I love it. Have we seen in a movie where they do the thing that they do in like every video game where they throw the lightsaber back to boomerangs? I don't think we've seen that in the movie. I'm excited for that. I like that. I do wonder why this appears to just be more training.
Yeah.
And I know this is one of the big complaints.
That red band on her hand seems to indicate she's like for some reason, that's like a training thing.
It's I guess the fact that she's in the middle of the forest
doing it herself.
One stick in, like an actual stick in her other hand and the lightsaber in her other hand.
Right, a fake stick, a lightsaber.
Well, I mean, like, you know, it's
an actual stick and a fake stick.
Right. It just seems like another training exercise, like which is, you know, I'm going to reserve judgment until then, but it just seems like we spent 2 hours of The Last Jedi with her trying not to hit a tree with her lightsaber.
And I do understand that this is J.J. Abrams saying, well, I got a lot of stuff to make up for, so he's just basically reverting everything back to what he would have done with the second one and also then
this is
making an ending.
This is the problem that... Say what you want about George and the prequels. He knew where they were going.
Because he's one guy.
I don't get
You had three random people write three different movies and said you saw what J.J. Abrams set up, that him and Mr. Kasdan himself.
Larry
Kasdan. You think they just set this up and were like, it'd be cool to see where someone else goes with it. No, because they care about the story. And they know what they want to happen. They know why they made Rey. They created these characters. They know who Finn is. And then you just give it to someone else, and he goes, I think Finn's an actual idiot. And Rey's parents are space garbage. And she wants to have sex with Kylo.
And what if Poe is just the stupid flyboy?
Stupid flyboy hothead. And good luck, hey, to the guy that has to finish this series after I just finished it for you.
Well, anyway.
I know there's one more left. How about I kill Luke, kill Snoke? Do what you will with the rest of it.
Yeah. It will certainly be interesting to see. Should we talk a second about the poster? Let's do that at the end, I guess.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's finish the trailer first.
Anyway, I like this. I like seeing Rey. One thing that a lot of people have a problem with is, like, Rey... is they say, quote unquote, Mary Sue.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Just shut
That's
up.
That's what you've been asking. She's a Jedi.
She's a Jedi.
So is Anakin, Mr. Mary Sue.
Yeah.
Because he could do everything perfectly.
Yeah. It's literally what they do.
But it's the power that corrupts him.
Right.
Will she be corrupted? So yeah, she can do everything. So could... That's the point.
That's what Jedi are.
That's weird. This kid's a great pod racer.
Yeah.
He's two. Like, he's really good with his light stick.
Yeah.
He's two.
Yeah. You'd be good at everything, obviously, too, if you were a Jedi.
Obviously, they're hinting at that maybe she's a Jedi. He watches Star Wars.
And then people will say, well, that's because... But then why... She's just a freaking trash heap. She's just from a bunch of trash people.
This is something they can, and I know that what Rouen Johnson wanted to do with it, it was to subvert our expectations and go, whoa, she came from nothing.
Here's what I'll say. I never expected her to be a Skywalker. I really didn't. I thought we were going to see Luke and he was going to do something cool.
He did. He threw it.
Through what?
His stick.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, your light stick. She goes, I don't want it.
God, I can't wait to get into it. But
parents were nothing. They were chass sheep. They were common drunks.
What did you just say?
They were common trash sheep. They were nothing but drunks.
You mean to say I simply have a higher midichlorian count than most people, and I still am more... in tune with the Force anyway.
Smash the past. Trail if you must. Brah. Skirt, skirt.
You're saying that this series has already set up the fact that I could be more in tune with the Force regardless of who my parents are? You're saying it doesn't matter where I come from apropos of episode one? You're saying that George Lucas, in fact, told us that it doesn't matter who you are, that anyone could be a hero from the very opening scene of Star Wars, when a moisture farmer is actually our main hero.
You're saying the prequels are actually good? Okay, I'm actually becoming Philip Seymour Hoffman. That was...
Fight on this thing.
Okay. So Kylo gets out of his ship, starts up his lightsaber,
scrapes it against the ground.
Here's what I love. I do love. Okay, I kind of have something to admit.
What?
I love Kylo. I like his. I like the way that. What's his butt? Adam Driver really embodies the. And it might just be. I mean, maybe I'm giving him too much credit, and that's just the way he walks and stuff. But he really embodies just like a brute, like a big kind of arrogant brute guy that is only thinking one move ahead.
I think regardless of the fact that I think it's some of the worst casting that he is supposed to be Han Solo and Leia's son, that he...
Well, the Force made his ears big.
The Force made his ears big, made his hair long horseman hair, black horse hair. He's supposed to be their son. If ever there was a movie.
He's the Skywalker.
He looks nothing like anybody.
Okay.
And but he's got black hair because he's dark, dark, scary boy.
Besides the fact that,
I think, and we'll get into this more with when we get to these movies, it's a very interesting thing that he... is like trying to be some Sith guy.
Yeah.
But it's like he looks up, like he is someone that looks up to that and he wants to be that. And he still has a problem with it because there's still good in him. But for some reason he feels like this is the more powerful way to go.
Yeah.
That's interesting, and I feel like maybe The Last Jedi kind of took some of that away. And we'll get into it.
We'll get into it. I like... Yeah, I don't know if it necessarily took any of that away. I think if the one part that comes out maybe better or at least scathed from The Last Jedi is Kylo Ren, but and we will get into that.
But I like this where they're fighting on this thing.
Yes, I'm speaking mostly just of like physical, just the dichotomy of Rey versus Kylo. Mm-hmm. He's big, he's powerful. I just like the way he, like, even when he ignites the lightsaber, there's just like a active thing of where he like kind of thrusts his hand forward and it shoots out, and he's just walking like almost as if he's walking uphill, but he's not. Like his whole body is moving forward. There's just something about Adam Driver's physicality that I think really works.
It looks cool as hell. He's got that lightsaber that's cool.
Yeah. And I like that they're doing a big set piece.
Mm-hmm.
A lightsaber battle on ship wreckage, it looks like.
But here's the thing.
In a sea.
We just saw this in the last movie. Them fighting for something. So what are they fighting for again? Is it going to be the same thing?
Well, yeah. And
come to my side.
No! I told you you could be powerful over here, but I guess I'll just have to kill you then.
We've already seen this. Jar Jar Abrams said, yeah, I'll do it again.
He said, I mean, yeah, I guess if they're going to fight, let's have it be on a piece of wreckage in the middle of a huge ocean.
The way they're fighting is
cool.
It's so much different than what we've seen, like, with the prequels and stuff. It's more of like a martial arts where they're very eloquent with it.
Yeah.
And
they'll
stop. Like, even when they're both defenseless, they'll both kind of, you know, stop and give each other a rest and see what the other's doing. It's very, it's, like, there's rules.
There's a, yes, there's an under
sword play.
Yes.
This, they're just bashing, like, trying to kill each other.
And maybe that's what I was kind of.
It's just angry.
Maybe, that's what I like about.
Instead of
Kylo.
Yeah.
He takes only the power from the Sith, like. None of the sort of facade of we are a sort of master race of eloquent sort of people. No, he's like, give me the power, and I will freaking strike you down, and I kill you if I have to.
He'll just bashing together. Yes.
It's only attack.
Yes, they don't stop and they don't hold on each other. There's no cross where they're. They're just.
Of course, that is from 2 seconds of this trailer. That
we see them. Enough to get my rocks off.
Oh wait, I skipped. I went back. Oh well, I'll watch it again. Look at that. Okay, so there's Darth. Okay.
So then we see skinny Rey.
We see a Rey that looks...
She looks sick.
She looks a little sickly. And that's not like a... That's not a, saying anything about her appearance as a woman.
I wasn't implying that.
No, I'm just saying I'm covering bases for you because I know that there's going to be some people saying Joey hates women.
I don't want that in the reviews of. I'm saying when you look at her in the rest of the movie, she looks very like when it.
Tell me this doesn't look like either the place that Luke falls into.
She looks like Anna Paquin.
Okay. Hey.
Deal with it.
Hey.
I'd go rogue.
Okay, so yes, we swell. The Emperor says,
"Yes, you are coming to an end on December 25th, 5 days after the film comes out. Merry Christmas."
So we cut to Rey. She's in a dark cloak. She's got two red lightsabers right next to her face, cut out to a wide. Well, it's kind of like a medium shot, really, or kind of a medium wide.
It's certainly not just a regular wide.
It's not a wide. Basically, from dick up. Now from knee up, you're looking at it. So we cut to a wider shot, and she has a Darth Maul-esque lightsaber. She unclicks it. She clicks it into place. But we also see the location a little bit more. That looks like the place either that she was in The Last Jedi, where she looks in the mirror and mm-hmm. there's a million rays and she snaps her finger.
So you think she might be looking in the mirror again?
Either that, or kind of looks like Dagobah, place that Luke sees his future.
You know what would be cool?
Or not sees his future, but you understand.
You know what would be cool?
Tell me.
If this was the last shot of the movie.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It's weird because we know, like, they've said that their story ends, right?
Yeah.
They've said, like, the storyline of meeting Finn and stuff, it really doesn't seem that long ago.
No.
Like, when you think about all the buildup to The Force Awakens and stuff, that it's ending.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what? For what? Nothing. But, like, they set this up, and that's where their story ends. There's no, like, as far as we know, there's no 20 years later,
right,
we're going to meet them again or whatever.
Right.
This is just the end of the Skywalker saga.
And of the Rey saga.
Or is it? Is she bad?
Well, so here's, I think.
Find out in the new Star Wars movie in 2022.
I think most people are saying, or kind of agreeing that, yes, this is just some type of Jedi dream.
It's 100% not.
A Force dream.
It's because they missed the chance to do this in The Last Jedi.
I know.
There was the perfect opportunity to do this and have us go into this last movie called The Rise of Skywalker, where Rey is bad and is turned against her family. Finn!
Yeah. Well, and you want to talk about subversion of expectations.
God.
You make Rey join Kylo.
Or you set up a whole 2.5-hour movie for her to join Kylo, and then she doesn't.
Yeah.
And then we're back where we started.
And then we're back where we started. And
then we have to rush to do something in the last one that makes us feel something and pretend that this is an iconic saga.
Pretend that we give a shit about Finn. No, honest.
He's become a nothing character, apparently.
Well, because he completed the same arc that he did in The Force Awakens.
We'll get into it.
Okay, fine.
I'm excited for this movie.
Here's the thing. When that first trailer dropped for this movie, mm-hmm. it immediately got me back on board.
I felt the same way I felt The Force Awakens trailer.
Yeah, I was like, okay. And here's the thing. For all the S I say... about The Last Jedi. I like it still.
Okay.
I mean, it's my least favorite of all the Star Wars movies.
It's my least favorite when I think about it.
Right.
Like when I watch it and I go, okay, like if that was, it's just hard for me to watch it as if it was planned. I know it wasn't planned.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. And I just see a guy doing what he wanted and wanting to make his mark on the movie.
Right.
But then
for better or worse.
It's for worse, because your job as a director is to make sure the last movie has its place. It's supposed to work as a trilogy. It's supposed to work as a trilogy. That's why you're making these.
Joey, I know.
The second Lord of the Rings movie is a middle movie.
I agree.
You have to watch the first and last one to get it.
I agree.
I know people say you got to make each one self-contained. Not in this case. I know what I'm doing. I don't need you to go to the theater. And watch these movies with me and tell me I should have seen the other ones. I've seen them. Okay, Jack. It's me, Jack Nicholson.
And I'm Jack from Twitter.
Not friggin' Tom from MySpace. And I'm here to tell you.
You've got a friend.
This movie's awesome. I'm excited to see it.
No, yeah, I'm excited.
And it might make me like The Last Jedi more.
That's what I'm kind of hoping.
I'm praying to God.
Because I do, and again, for all the S I say about The Last Jedi, I think there are some cool things that almost happened in that movie. And for that, I give it a little bit higher of a stake in the series. This movie has the unfortunate task, like, where Revenge of the Sith and Return of the Jedi, they really could just rest on their laurels. They had two great movies before them. No, Return of the Jedi had two great movies before it. It could kind of tell. I mean, it's still a good movie. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not the best of those three, I would say.
No,
but it satisfies the itch.
It satisfies the itch, and it gives us a Luke that shows us the Luke in The Last Jedi is not
doughy.
Okay. The best thing they could do with this last one is not try to retcon all the stuff that was set up and say, actually, you know, he was lying about this, and this is actually what, you know, and try to make it seem fulfilling, because that will come off as just fan service. Like, we want her to be freaking Skywalker.
Which, okay, so let's talk about Sidious for a second. That's what, as soon as they announced that Sidious was back, I said, oh no, they're just doing that. Exactly what you're saying.
And is
fan service in place of knowing what to do next.
Let's just bring... is it because Snoke was killed?
I mean, there are many ways that they can go with it. I worry that most of those ways that they could go with it are bad.
I mean, and what's the point of... Yeah, if we bring Darth Sidious back... What?
Why was Snoke? Where was Sidious?
That's who cares about Snoke? What a waste of a character.
Yeah.
Let's get Andy Serkis in here.
And I agree.
To sit on.
No, I'd want to sit on him. Get him in here.
Come here.
I agree with a lot of the criticism that Snoke was just a rehash of Sidious in the first place. But that's who you have. So you either have to make something meaningful of his untimely death, which I would argue potentially, we'll see what they do with this one, they did not do. Or you have to just use him.
Mm-hmm.
That's your big bad. You got it. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. You can tell a more compelling tale than just he is also a scary, all-powerful guy.
In my head, he was supposed to be set up again in the second one. We'd learn more about him, and then maybe come in the third act. And I see. I mean, I get what Rian Johnson's trying to do by.
Yeah.
It certainly surprised me.
Yeah,
and they killed him.
And I. Of the many qualms I have with that movie, that's the least of them. I think that does set up a really cool moment that just doesn't last long enough, where Rey and Kylo are teammates.
Mm-hmm. But if that's in service of just bringing Palpatine back to be...
Right, that's what...
I'm always the Emperor. So have you figured it out yet? I'm the Phantom Menace.
I don't know. I worry. Of course, the idea that he was a clone is out there because...
I'm shaking my head no.
I mean, I do think cloning technology exists in this universe. I feel like at some point it probably has to come back up, but I don't like that as a solution, certainly.
But we do have to remember that this is J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
The king of sting. He kind of stings us with different tweaks and twists.
Yeah.
And well, he's like, put Obi-Wan's voice in there for some reason. No reason.
Yeah.
No reason. And he'll put, you know, maybe it's not as big of a part. I mean, he's on. Okay, so let's talk about the poster.
Yes.
He's on the poster. It looks terrible.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Everyone I've seen is like, wow, this is awesome. What? Are we looking at the same poster?
It looks like when they remade Yoda, and you're like, did he have too many hamburgers? What?
Terrible. It looks like the Clone Wars, like a render, a CGI render of his face.
It looks fake. It looks worse than he's slowly turning bad in the prequels.
Mace, get off of me.
I think
it looks so bad. It looks like a cartoon.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, the poster is cool if you took that part out of it.
Right. Just have them doing that.
Like, were they... Did they have that idea, like, late? And they were like,
what? Yes, because they just, like, put the opacity or blended it in or whatever.
Yeah. Like, they're like, just throw this cartoon version of...
I sketched him quick.
I mean, I think the whole poster is a drawing, but everything else looks pretty photorealistic, and that looks ridiculous.
I'm hoping, because that could just be something where he's trying to use his power over her as he did with Kylo. Maybe there's something about the Knights of Ren that he was a part of.
Yeah.
Or something. I'm thinking that they're using that to because he will show up as something that's lording over them or is having influence, but he's not going to show up.
Yeah.
I hope.
I hope so too. I think, and I know a lot of people hate JJ, I think we're in pretty good hands with JJ.
He should have just done all three of them.
I mean, at this point, I would agree. Especially since he is just finishing it off, I would have rather
just helped write them. Like, that's what I don't get. Do the original trilogy thing where you have different directors.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Like, I'm sure whatever Colin Trevorrow would have looked cool. I mean, it's up to you. What did he do? Jurassic World.
Yeah, I'm not in love with what he does.
What has he done anyway? Other than that?
That.
Did he do the second one too?
No, I think he just produced the second one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, look, Jurassic World's not my... But you can see why they're like, okay, let's just get the guys that can do a big movie or whatever.
Right.
But why do you also have to give them writing duties? I'm saying, just make a story. God! And I know George Lucas likes to lie about it and say that he had all his stuff planned out, too.
I know.
I actually wanted them to meet the Ewoks. That was the plan the whole time. And the prequels is actually going to be about... And it was always going to be the fourth one that I made first. No. No one knew what your movie was.
No. Well, no. And that is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. He did say he... I think he had nine... I think he had an idea that could span nine movies.
Sure. So do I.
And he winnowed it down to the bare essentials that would make one good movie.
And I
think he said that. I think he said, you know, that's kind of on the record that he had this grand idea, but if he actually wanted to get it made, he could only tell the most the most compelling part of it.
First.
Yeah.
And maybe only part if it didn't take off.
Right.
Have you seen the Empire of Dreams or whatever?
No, documentary? I saw it's on Hulu or Amazon Prime. I'm going to watch that. Maybe we should do an episode about that.
I was going to watch it. It's like 2.5 hours, yeah. But that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Should we do an episode on that?
Yeah, sure. We got some weeks to fill.
All right.
Well, I hope you guys had the same crazy thoughts we did about D23. It's so crazy.
And I hope you did listen to this full hour of content.
And whether you think that it's Marvel's fault or Sony's fault or Kevin Feige, we hope that you guys still love Tom Holland 3000.
I love you guys 3000.
And he did sob when he said it.
I just want you all to know. I love you guys 3000.
He still signed up for two more movies.
Yes.
He's fine. I don't want to see your memes about, Tom, come join us. And it's like Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in heaven holding out their hand to Tom.
He is fine.
He's fine. It's just that he can't say Iron Man.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing is so fucking stupid.
All right, we're done. Cut out the part where I said Derek.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Charming to the last.